welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, Radio Family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as, with the Lord's help, we trust to conclude a message I've been sharing on coping with stress. And let's begin by sharing the word of the Lord found in Romans, the 5th chapter, and actually, I'm going to start reading at verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, listen to this, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that, see, there's a purpose. Tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, verses 6 and 7 states, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety or your cares upon Him, because He cares for you. And beloved, we were looking at the Apostle Paul and the beautiful words of hope and encouragement that he shared, timeless words of exhortation that have endured down through the centuries. Was there a man ever tested as this dear man? All that he went through, and yet he was able to be strong and victorious and experience the overcoming Christian life. And he assures us through his confident words that we can too, if we will follow the lessons that he learned and the revelations that he received as he went through trials. Praise God. This was Paul's secret. He could face any battle, any persecution. How many times, it's not even recorded in the Word that he was shipwrecked a day and a night in the deep. He was beaten with rods. How many times was he whipped? He was stoned to death. That was probably the time he went to heaven, was raised from the dead. He was in third heaven and saw things that it was not lawful for him to utter. He learned to cast his cares, his anxieties on the Lord. And beloved, through the precious shed blood of Jesus, you, brother and sister, have been given the right as sons of and daughters of God to enter into the very holy holies in the heavenlies with boldness. Think about that. The Holy of Holies, that was the place that the high priest, and he had to be prepared. He had to be in a place where he could be standing righteous before God. He had to be consecrated. And in fact, if he wasn't, he was dragged out by the ankle, because God would smite him if he went in a way that was not prescribed. But he was allowed to do that once a year. What does Hebrews 10 and 19 say? It says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. The unveiled Christ, that's the Christ of Revelation. The Christ who stands in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. The Christ, the veil of his flesh having been torn, he now stands with a glorified body. He's seated next to the right hand with the majesty on high, ever living to make intercession for us. And it says, and having a high priest, that's what he is, you see, over the house of God, let us, you and me, brother and sister, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful who has promised. And also Paul writes in Philippians, the 4th chapter, verses 4 and 5, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So we can be at peace in ourselves. We can be at peace with God. What does verse 19 say? My God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. And he goes on in verse 8, he said, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Don't mull over the problems. Think on the things which are honorable. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so, beloved, this is God's will for us. In verse 11, Paul states, I have learned to be content in whatever circumstance I am. Literally, the content of what he is saying is that through Christ, he is self-sufficient, or maybe it's better said, Christ-sufficient. He is independent of external circumstances. Think of that. So many of the world religions try to be just, you know, deny passion, deny desires, just seek nirvana, whatever it is. They've got all kinds of solutions, except the right one, to find peace. And beloved, there's only one way we can find peace in ourselves and peace with God and to God, and that is through the risen Lord Jesus Christ. What did he say? I have learned in whatever state, whatever circumstances, to be content. Notice, he didn't say with whatever circumstance, no, but he said in every circumstance, because he knew God would bring him through to victory. In 1 Corinthians, I'm sure I'm backing up everything I'm saying with Scripture, beloved, the 10th chapter, verse 13, the Word of God tells us, no temptation has overtaken you but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you, he will not allow you, beloved, to be tempted, tested beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, that ye may be able to endure this. You know, right now I'm going to stop. Father, right now, you just said we're standing on 1 Corinthians 10:13. Lord, those who are being tested, those who are going through trials, you said you won't allow us to be tested above what we are able. Lord, everyone who is joining their hearts right now in faith, everyone who's crying out to you, Father, you said you would provide a way of escape that they may be able to endure it. Father, I pray for that provision. I pray for that spirit of strength, that spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. I pray for victory over worry and fear and anxiety. And Father, right now, I thank you. By the Spirit of God, you are providing that way out, that solution, that way into victory, that high road of praise, of rejoicing, that victorious place of overcoming, of being more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Lord, you are our victorious God. And because of Jesus, because he overcame, we also shall overcome. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And Lord, our testimony right now is that we are victorious in Jesus. Oh Lord, that old song we used to sing, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me, he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him. Hallelujah. Through his blood, we have triumphed. Is that not true, beloved? Oh, hallelujah. He is a good God. He's a faithful God. And beloved, we can act on the word of God. This is our confidence by faith that God will not leave us. He will not desert us in our battles. Beloved, press on, press on, press on, regardless of how you feel. Rejoice, rejoice. Praise him for the victory. Praise him in the battle. We're not praising him for the battles. We used to sing that old chorus in the 70s, when the battle's over, we will wear a crown in the New Jerusalem. You start rejoicing in the battle. Start rejoicing in the Lord. And after a while, you'll begin to feel his strength, new strength. Father, I pray right now, new strength to be imparted, new strength to flow into their spirit, that they shall be strengthened with might in their inner man. Lord, help them to think hard on the word of God, just as hard, Lord, as some of us, we've been thinking about the problems. And beloved brother and sister, you can do it through the strength of his grace, through the strength of his mercy, through the strength of his faithfulness. You shall overcome. Beloved, I've shared all these days, this couple weeks, that you can face stress scripturally. How can you do that? Being realistic, recognize, acknowledging the problems do exist. But beloved, so can victory in the power of Christ in every area of your life. You can master stress in the name of the Lord, and you can cope with it in the power of the name of Jesus. Praise God. Beloved, it's been an honor and privilege to minister to you these weeks and just to allow the word of God. I trust familiar scriptures. Beloved, stay in the word of God. The more difficult the and darker the times grow, the more we need to know the word of God, to stand on the word of God. Every day of your life, make an attempt to be with God in the word of God. Spend time with God in prayer. Wait before him. This is where your strength and your power lies. You can't do it in your own strength. But if you will turn to the Lord, he will be faithful in every instant. I have found that to be true. And I can say that as the Apostle Paul. Amen. And every overcoming saint of God will agree with that same outcome. Praise God. I love you. I invite you to write and share your prayer requests. If you enjoy the broadcast, won't you drop me a line and encourage me in the Lord? I always appreciate that. It's a joy to hear from new members of my radio family. I love you. Thank God for you. And until next time, I thank you for your prayer support. And just know that God loves you, and may his richest blessings forever be yours, is my prayer. Amen and amen.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.